All right, let's get into it. Today, we are talking about building a smarter core, not just a stronger one. And we're going to do it by breaking down an exercise that looks super simple, but is actually a powerhouse for core stability, the toe tap.
But first, let's start with the question I get all the time. You know the feeling, right? You're doing crunches or maybe some leg lifts, trying to get that good ab burn, but instead you just feel this annoying little tweak in your lower back. It's so frustrating, and it kind of makes you want to skip core day altogether. So what's really going on here?
Well, the answer, and this might surprise you, has almost nothing to do with brute strength. It's all about control. It's about teaching your core how to properly lock down your torso so your legs can move freely without yanking your spine all over the place.
So here's our game plan. We'll look at why this is such a brilliant exercise, get into the key concept that makes it work, master the two main levels, talk about the common mistakes to avoid, and then wrap up with how to make this practice your own.
Okay, first up, what exactly are toe taps? And why are they the secret solution to that nagging low back pain during ab work?
I want you to think of toe taps as the foundational blueprint for a solid core. They teach those deep, stabilizing muscles how to do their job without getting your lower back all fired up. Nailing this is basically your ticket to safely moving on to more advanced stuff like dead bugs or leg lifts without putting your back at risk.
Now, to really get why these are so effective, we need to geek out for just a second on the key idea at the heart of the movement, something called hip dissociation.
Hip dissociation. I know, it sounds super technical, but the idea is actually really simple. It just means you can move your leg from the hip joint while your pelvis and your lower back stay completely still, like they're frozen in place. It's when your pelvis decides to join the party and starts moving around, that's when you feel that strain in your back.
It really all comes down to two different teams of muscles doing two different jobs. You've got your mobilizers, like your hip flexors, whose whole job is to move the leg. Then you have your stabilizers. That's your deep core, your obliques, your glutes. They're like bodyguards whose only job is to hold your trunk perfectly still. Toe taps train these two teams to work together beautifully.
Okay, enough of the why, let's get into the how. We're going to break this down into two main levels to master.
We start with level one, the single leg toe tap. And the entire goal here, the only thing you should be thinking about is proving that you can keep your trunk rock solid while one leg moves. This is where you build that crucial mind-muscle connection.
The setup couldn't be easier. Just float one leg up to a tabletop position. Now the real work happens on the exhale as you slowly lower that foot down. Your only thought should be, my pelvis does not move, period. It's a slow, deliberate hinge from the hip. Inhale to come back up and just aim for 6 to 8 perfect reps before you switch sides.
And the benefit here is huge. You're building that deep core endurance and control, but you're doing it under a very manageable load. This makes it the absolute perfect way to check your form and build that foundation before you dial up the difficulty.
Okay, ready to level up? Let's talk level two, alternating toe taps. This is where things get a little spicier because we're starting with both feet off the floor, which asks a whole lot more from those core stabilizers.
So this time, both legs are in that tabletop position. As you exhale and lower one foot to tap the ground, you have a new challenge, keeping the other leg perfectly still, like frozen in space. That stillness is where all the magic happens. Inhale to bring it back up, and then switch sides, always focusing on that quiet, non-moving leg.
Honestly, mastering this level is a total game changer. It seriously boosts your endurance and your motor control, and it's what paves the way for all those more complex exercises. If you can do this with perfect form, your core is pretty much ready for anything.
Now, even with simple-looking moves, there are always pitfalls. So let's do a quick-fire round of the most common mistakes I see, and more importantly, how you can fix them on the spot.
The number one offender, by far, is pelvic rocking. This is when your pelvis kind of tilts back and forth as your leg moves up and down. It's a dead giveaway that your stabilizers have checked out, and your hip flexors are just pulling your pelvis along for the ride.
So here is my absolute favorite cue to fix this. I want you to imagine you are balancing a full hot cup of espresso right on your pelvis. Your only job is to get through the entire set without spilling a single drop. That image alone will force your core to lock everything down.
The second big mistake is lumbar arching. You know that space between your lower back and the mat? If that space gets bigger as you lower your leg, that's a huge red flag. It means you've lost that core connection and your back is starting to take over.
To fix this one, here's another great visual.
Think of your front ribs as a set of elevator doors. As you exhale and lower your leg, I want you to actively close those doors. This little trick engages your obliques and keeps your rib cage from flaring up, which is what prevents that arch in your back.
Okay, last section. Let's talk about making this exercise truly work for your body. Because the goal isn't just to do the exercise, it's to do it right for you.
First, and this is the most important role of all, always listen to your body. If you're dealing with any of these conditions, acute back pain, pregnancy, diastasis recti, you need to be extra cautious. You might need to modify, or maybe even choose a different exercise. And it is always a smart move to check in with a professional.
And remember, you can always scale this up or down. If the toe taps feel like a bit too much right now, no problem. Scale it back to heel slides, where one foot just glides along the floor. It reduces the load. And if you've totally mastered level 2 and you're feeling a bit bored, try reaching your arms overhead. That's going to force your core to work way harder to keep those ribs from popping up.
So I'll leave you with this question to think about during your next workout. Are you just going through the motions, just chasing a burn? Or are you mindfully and intentionally building a stable, intelligent foundation that's going to support everything else you do? Because with an exercise like toe taps, you are absolutely doing the latter.